Transfer Cats, welcome back to Transfer Man Live. I am at Cal State San Bernardino, the Palm Desert campus. I'm so excited, and today we are talking with Oscar Fonseca in the Career Center. So listen up, because this is all about getting a J-O-B and finding your next opportunity. Look at that, I rhymed.
Oh man, that sounds good. Sounds good, Mr. Cooper.
Welcome, Oscar. How are you, my friend?
Hey, brother. Thank you so much for the opportunity of talking to you today and engaging with our students and figuring out ways to strategize for their next career options and strategies.
Very cool. Well, we happen to know each other for many years now at this point.
Yes, sir.
And I know some of your story, but I know that your story is very motivational.
Thank you.
First gen students, especially who may be looking at the world of work and everything, and maybe they don't see themselves quite in that professional picture, but you are here, you are running the Career Center. And can you tell us a little bit about your journey to this point?
Thank you, Mr. Cooper. Yeah. So first and foremost, I want to thank you for you always being consistent and trying to develop this strategy for our students, and not just our students, but for our community. So I start my story, as a 7-year-old little boy, right? We moved to the Coachella Valley. If I can say that I was born and raised in the Coachella Valley, I would, but I was just raised in this amazing valley. We moved to what they considered Northside Indio and the reservación, the reservations, that is, a lot of us who would say this. And so about 1995, we moved to the city of La Quinta. And so went to La Quinta Middle School, went to La Quinta High School when there was a brand new school there. And just like many, many, many of our families, my dad really had a hard time about me just leaving a college, right? I was very fortunate to get accepted to a great number of universities. I wasn't the top student, but I was not also bottom level student either, right? I was that avid kid, upper bound kid. I was not part of those programs, but that's how I would consider myself. And so came to beautiful College of the Desert in September of 1999, made amazing people like Adrian Gonzalez and Ed Lamont and many of other great professors that just took me under their wings, Adele Bynum and Con Hong and Jose Simo, right, which some of them are still there today. And just helped me out, went there, complete my transfer, 2.5 years, and then made a decision to transfer to Fresno State. And so I went to Fresno State because still to this day, I'm afraid of my mom. And I knew my mom couldn't follow me out of the Fresno State, right? So, and at that point, right, all jokes aside, at that point too, Fresno State was the university in the state system that had the best education program. And so I went out there, realized that wasn't what I wanted to become, a teacher. And so I pivot and became a little bit of a grant writer for Big Brothers Big Sisters of America out there. And they actually helped me pay for my master's degree, Scott. And how I say helped me paid is that they gave me a lot of leeway while working full time to go to school, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe not in a direct grant, but obviously gave me hours and time of work time to do that. And so after completing my master's degree, I felt in ways indebted with Big Brothers Big Sisters. And so I stayed there for a year, and then I graduated in 08. And then in 09, I was blessed enough to be hired at Upper Bound at College of the Desert. And so I was there for 3.5 years. And then after that, College Futures Foundation developed a scholarship program through CVEP, which is Coachella Valley Economic Partnership. And so with Ernie Rios and Sheila Thornton and Kim McNulty, we developed a scholarship giving program, and I worked there for almost 7 years. And then after that, I came to this amazing opportunity working at Cal State San Bernardino Palm Desert campus. I've been here, it's gonna be 7 years, June, 24th.
There's the audience cheering for you.
I am here and I'm ready, bro. So a beautiful journey, nothing that I did not do by myself. A lot of people took me under their wings. But a lot of people also had those hard conversations to me to become the professional I am today, including yourself, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So you are running the Career Center here at the Palm Desert campus. So let's say I'm a transfer student and I've just transferred in. What should I do? How do I get involved? What's going on for me?
That's an amazing, perfect question. I think a lot of times, especially with a transfer student, they might come in, you know, with a year and a half or 3 years or 4 years or been at a community college for a long time. A lot of times those students sometimes feel judged. One of the last things I want is for any student that comes and sees me to feel judged, right? But as much as I don't want them to feel judged, I also want them to know that the clock is ticking, right? And so a lot of transfer students, you know, are about to graduate a year and a half after they come in, or max 2.5 years after. And so the sooner they come and talk to me, the sooner they want to let me know what they're interested in or what type of jobs they're looking for. One of the items too that I think it's extremely important for any transfer student that comes to PDC is, what is the job market, right? There are certain degrees that is going to be a little bit harder to go into locally than others, right? And so if a student is interested in a particular entity or background, we need to have that conversation today. I like to customize each one of my conversations with our students so that they fully know that they feel present, they feel that we're doing our job for them, but I think more than anything, so that they leave with less questions and more answers. That is the perspective that we want for our students.
So services that you guys provide, resume help, intern, interviewing, any of that kind of stuff?
Of course, yeah. So we go down the pendulum of the basics: resumes, cover letters, LinkedIn development, career exploration. You know, even a transfer student, sometimes students have a hard time really understanding what is possible with their degrees. One degree might be a little bit more targeted, like an accounting degree, a nursing degree. Another degree in sociology, psychology, communications could be a little bit more broad, right? I think at the end of the day, where I like to have honest conversations with the students is I ask them to be less broad and more specific, right? The more specific that they are with me, the more easy I can start developing potential engagements. Because if they tell me, my ultimate goal is to be, you know, a publicist or an editor, you know, for a local magazine or a local writing entity. As we know, there's only so many of those entities locally, right? And so we can start making those engagements now. Now, if they tell me, you know, I want to become a teacher, credentialed, then that's a little bit more of possibilities just because of the competition that there is locally with obviously all the local, you know, school districts and also all the private entities that we have here. So there's a various of things.
Speaking of work local, you were telling me a little bit about work local. What's that? What does that mean?
Man, it's become a labor of love, Scott. I have seen over and over again, research-based, right? As career services, as we all know, I mean, we are the pro engagers of the community, right? And so I don't think that in-person job fairs are ever gonna go away. But what I do want is to start making an engagement with the faculty here. One of the beauties that I have here at the Palm Desert campus is that I can honestly say that a good chunk of the faculty member here either know me by email or know me in person, right? And so I've developed a great relationship with three local PDC faculty members. And we've developed this work local engagement. And what this is our emergent days in person at locations such as, you know, the three local school districts, Desert Recreation Districts, Riverside County, FCVED. There's also a charter school, Altus. And so what we're doing is that the faculty is developing these engagements within their coursework, right? So now it becomes an assignment where students are going to go to these facilities. And an HR director or for some, you know, for all the school districts, the superintendent of HR will come out and let students know the do's and don'ts. What are students not doing or candidates not doing in order to make themselves marketable for positions? What I see here is the value that our students are making, that after this presentation is completed, they'll go and, you know, shake hands, you know, with that recruiter, letting them know that they're interested in that. So when that student applies for positions, right? They have that point of contact. And as we all know, Scott, in our community, more than likely, a lot of those individuals are going to be in those positions for a while. So the value of saying, hey, I met you at the work local engagement at PDC a year ago, 6 months ago, and now I'm applying for a third grade position at this school within the school district. A lot of people do remember that. It's that engagement. And that those are the kinds of skills that sometimes our students have a hard time understanding the value because they feel it's ethical and unethical. But as we all know in our community, a lot of times it is what they continue to say is not what you know, it's who you know, yes. Right? And how you develop that engagement. Now, at the end of the day, there's value in rechecking that you are who you say you are, right? Now more than ever with, you know, all these AI tools that you can, in some way, shape, or form, you know, blend in what you do know, what you don't know. But at the end of the day, you know, they're going to ask you the questions. You're going to have to be able to answer them to say that you do know
Absolutely.
What you're saying you know. Yes.
It still is a small town vibe, I
yes,
guess,
sir.
Out here.
Yes, sir.
But now you are part of the San Bernardino University system. So if students get services with you here at the Palm Desert campus, they can also get services at the main campus too.
That is correct. Yeah. So that's another preconceived notion and that I always like to remind people. I work for the Career Center, right? And I appreciate Scott, you and many others, you know, continue to communicate that I do lead the services here, but I also have a team, right? Mm-hmm. Dr. Tiffany Biddings, who is our director of career services, I report to her and the initiatives that we do. But one of the great things that I do have here is that because of my background, personality, and who I am, I've been able to develop programming here and kind of develop a proof of concept, right? That it's always easy once the proof of concept is here at PDC to relay to the rest of the team. So Work Local is one of those, how we're doing that. The other exciting thing too that we're doing is that we just developed a partnership with the Rancho Mirage Chamber of Commerce. We're actually going to be connecting with them with their business expo and job fair on November 12th. And so at the moment, it's not official, but it's in the works of developing an MOU where our students are going to be able to engage with over 150 local employers, and the majority of them are going to have current openings for them. And just another way to develop that in-person engagement so that our students are connected to the economic drivers of our community.
That's awesome. So I'm a new student at Cal State San Bernardino. How do I get in contact with you and your team here at the Career Center?
Yeah, so obviously the biggest thing is obviously my email, you know, oscar.fonseca, F-O-N-S-E-C-A, @csusb.edu. My direct line is area code 909-537-8243. But then in various engagements in person, right, I see students during orientation, during the resource fair. Professors ask me to come and present the basics of that. During the first and a half week of instruction here as a campus, we have something called an engagement week. And so I sit around campus in those tabling opportunities, trying to have conversations with students. And I also feel that I am that guy that still walks around campus, says good morning, says good afternoon. If I see a student a little lost, I ask any questions. If I see a parent or a community member the same way, I think at the end of the day, students need to feel comfortable advocating for themselves. Again, it's important to know what you know, to have the background, to have the skills. But in our community, it's also still important to have a genuine conversation with somebody, and you'll never know what opportunities come out of that. And could you be a doctor that might be someone that you're not interested in as an individual, but you never know the Rolodex of that individual. So they're always amazing to have that.
Absolutely. So transfer students, listen up. You have an ally right here.
Yes,
Oscar Fonseca is a transfer student and he gets it. He understands where you've been and he is now in a position to give back. And he is on a daily basis. So please take advantage of this. And that is our time for today. I want to thank you very much, Oscar. And I will see you definitely around campus here. All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much to you, Scott. And thank you for your work, Senor.
All right. And check the link below for further contact here at Cal State San Bernardino's Career Services. And thank you very much. Take care. Au revoir.
Go Yotes.